Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this Christmas edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, that kind of had like a little bah humbug to it, didn't it?
Heck no, it didn't.
All right, how about you tell our listening audience Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right. It is Christmas, and we spent the past several weeks during Advent kind of studying the Christmas story through the lenses of Matthew and Luke, where we find those birth narratives of Jesus. And so, gentlemen, just kind of shift things up a little bit for today's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'd just like you, each of you, to take maybe 2 minutes or so and just share their listening audience what Christmas means to you. One, in light of that study. Two, being here at Neighbors of Hope. I'm sure you probably want to be somewhere else, right? Maybe that's something as a parallel you can think of. I have to believe, in light of our study, Mary and Joseph wanted to be somewhere else. So who would like to go first? Maybe share a little bit about...
Well, I will. I'm Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Christmas for me, now that, I've learned more about it through this Advent study and stuff like that, before, growing up, it was all about the presents and stuff like that. Well, it is about it, but it's not. It kind of gives me hope. And, it's about, coming. Jesus is coming, and, what do we do with that, I guess? It's about family, spending time with family. You haven't seen, community. Jesus was about community.
Okay. Thank you.
For me, of course, it's not the most ideal thing being here for Christmas, but I've been here for Christmas before, but what it's taught me is to be grateful you have a place to go for Christmas. Hmm. There's still people out there in the cold. There's people not eating right. There's kids that are going without a Christmas. There's people caught up in their addiction. And that was all once me. So at least I'm not there. And it also motivates me that next Christmas will be different. Next Christmas I'll probably be in my own home. I'll be with my children. And I can reflect back on this Christmas and the Christmas before and not do what I did before that brought me to those last two Christmas. So then I don't have to be at a place like this and have Christmas away from my children. I'm kind of both flips look on. I mean, everybody can get down and out. I'm not with my kids, I'm not this, but what'd you do to get here? What's the reason you're not with your kids? And even if you weren't here, you'd probably be out there getting high. So you won't really be with your kids. Or you might, but you're not really fully be there for them. You're only halfway part-time dad. So get what you can get in this year and this program we're in, so there's no more of these Christmases. That's what I take from this.
Okay. Next.
I think for me, this whole study, it's, obviously everybody misses their kids and things like that, but kind of like exactly what Zach just said, if it wasn't for this place, it's not like I would be there for my kids anyway. I would be out, doing my dirt or whatever, And I think I wrote this the other day. I'm tired of not being able to see in my darkness. God works through everybody in this ministry to show me his light. And it's up to me to choose to be in his light. So I need to, when I get down, I'll, my old thinking will come back and I'll, think of some things and just, I need to stop doing that. And I need to realize that, I chose All the decisions that I made before I came here put me here. God brought me here because He wants to make it so I don't go back to doing that stuff. And if I have to not being able to see my kids for Christmas, which I will be able to see them, but it's not what I want, and that's my old thinking coming through. I need to realize that God's doing this to show me, you know, if you keep messing up, you're not going to be able to be with your kids. And I think that's something that I
can. And even deeper than that, or more, it's almost, you know, I almost said more profound, which is another word for deeper, but your kids aren't going to be with a good dad.
Right.
That means they have to go through their life without a good father.
Well, and I think it's taught me, too, that my kids aren't actually mine. You know, they're God's kids. He just entrusted them to me to take care of. And I obviously didn't do a good job of that. So far, right. I'm here training myself to be able to do that eventually, you know, but I can't do it on my own time. I need to do it on God's time. You know, I need to listen to what He says and respond faithfully. I need to do what He tells me to do, you know, and if I don't, I'll end up going back to what I was doing before, and I surely don't want to do that.
Good. Thank you. Matt?
Well, for me, growing up, Christmas was just like Justin was saying, it was all about what am I going to get, what's underneath that tree, am I going to get what I asked for. But when I got away from my sisters and started realizing that it was more about family and being there and having hope. And from this study, it's you got to entrust into God 110%, or if you don't do it, you're not doing it right. And you just got to go His way.
Mm-hmm. Matt?
It's about tradition. For me, I see a whole new tradition here. I saw a whole new tradition growing up. You know, at one age, you know, it can be about, you know, this personal thing of what am I going to receive as a child? You know, you get kind of clouded in presents and you grow up. Holidays can be more about, you know, numbing the pain at times. You get this big flood of emotion, you get this big flood of keeping up with the Joneses, you get this big flood of societally what this holiday should look like. And then when you're in your own zone, your holiday usually doesn't match up with what you think it should, what commercial show. And through this ministry, I've learned some different traditions. You know, going to the tree farm and cutting trees makes me think about that. You know, so I've been doing that with my kids for the last 7 years. And in this season here, going back to do it without them, but taking all my brothers with me, it puts a new light on it, puts a new perspective on it for me that there's a deeper meaning to this, you know. So we decorate the tree together, we all hang out together, open presents together. Sure, at the time, it might not necessarily be where we want to be, but it's where God has us right now. So to kind of take a minute and enjoy that for what it is, you know, and be thankful for that.
I like the way you say that. I mean, one part of our studies, we looked at Mary and Joseph and talked about, you know, both of them pretty devout within their religious traditions and in their communities. And yet God calls them to do something that's contradictory to what that tradition is. And we kind of launched this episode stating that maybe we're not where we want to be. You know, so maybe Joseph and Mary weren't where they want to be. Maybe one of the things when we talk about Advent, we're talking about preparing for the coming of the Christ child. And when the Christ child shows up, sometimes He calls you to be where you don't want to be. And the challenge then in our preparation is, are we willing to be where God has us? Are we willing to be where our feet are?
For me, it's not where I want to be. It's where I need to be. You know?
But do we want to be where we need to be? Because if we're not where our feet are, if we're not fully present to where God has us, we're missing the eternal now. We're missing the gift of Christmas. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong, as a couple of you mentioned, you know, when we're young, to think about the gifts under the tree. I mean, that's... I spoiled my grandson this year, right? Because he's a child. I mean, that's... Yeah, to some degree, there's nothing wrong with gifting children and watching them beam. And let's keep it in perspective. As we grow up, we start thinking, well, you know, the little man in the red suit's not real. Yeah, he's not real. Right? There is no Santa Claus. However, there was a Saint Nicholas. And when we think about Christmas, sometimes it means, what do we pledge our allegiance to? Right? Saint Nicholas, 4th century bishop of Myra, right, took gold and gave it to families who had to sell their children into slavery so that they could pay to have their children back or to ensure that they didn't have to go into slavery. So maybe in the 21st century, part of Christmas and the coming of the Christ child is we pledge our allegiance against sex trafficking. Because the Christ child has come. The Christ child is coming. The Christ child will come. Now, one of the things we've looked at is that this is just not a historical event. This isn't just about, once again, saying happy birthday, Jesus. You know, maybe what's really being challenged to us is that it's not so much about putting Christ back in Christmas, anti-commercialism. It might very well be about putting Christ back in Christians. And what that identity means. Because I think we learned during this Advent study that this isn't just about a personal gift, right? A reception that just benefits me personally. Those birth narratives and the coming of the Christ child is also a political statement. Right? It declares that God's intention for God's creation will come to fruition. Right? Paul says all of creation. And Justin, what does all mean in Greek?
All.
Okay, all of creation, not some of creation. Alright? No, all of creation. Right? Has been renewed through Jesus Christ. And so the birth that we celebrate today of this babe in the manger, right, is the birth of that recreation. Are we in line with that? Are we working on the transformation, co-laboring, as Paul says, with God in that project? Or are we just letting God handle all of it? Are we denying that it even has any transformative qualities? Where is your allegiance? Because sometimes, like Mary and Joseph, under Herod, we saw, right? Sometimes our allegiance to Christ may cost us persecution. And so it is a big shift moving from children running down the stairs and getting underneath the Christmas tree and ripping open paper and blah, 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 and having a blast, to maturing into adults who understand the cost of celebrating this day. Well, any closing thoughts, gentlemen?
Have a good Christmas.
All right, gentlemen, maybe on three we'll wish our listening audience a Merry Christmas, all right? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and, of course, our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.